This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans have a choice Tuesday. They can vote for President Trump or Joe Biden. The contrast between the two candidates really stands out. The Midwest will see the most campaigning Friday from both candidates. Officials arrest a second suspect in the Nice, France church attack Thursday. The AP is reporting a judicial officer, not authorized to be named publicly, said Friday the second suspect is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the attacker the night before the incident. Here's more to the full moon Halloween. USA Radio News, Val Dior has more.
The blue moon on October 31st will be the first full moon on Halloween in 76 years. According to info from NASA Earth and the Old Farmer's Almanac, the last time a full moon fell on Halloween was 1944. This full moon follows the harvest moon on October 1st. A blue moon is when two full moons fall in the same month. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Shaka Johnson, the family attorney for Walter Wallace Jr., says the family wants the officers who killed their son not to be charged with murder.
I don't think so, right? And here's why. Here's why. They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. They didn't have it.
Mr. Wallace was shot by Philadelphia police while wielding a knife and approaching the officers, ignoring commands to drop the weapon. Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal. USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
NASCAR's Xfinity 500 takes place Sunday from the old school track in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Denny Hamlin talks about the Martinsville magic.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top five in every short track last year. I'm confident we've run strong at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible because our data was wrong. But I think that, you know, we really adapt well as a team and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think certainly I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like, I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win, and that race essentially never happened. So it's so hard to draw parallels between previous success or failures to current results. It's so hard to do it, especially in our sport now.
The race on NBC starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. Police say two people were shot and killed in Sylmar, California during unruly celebrations following the Dodgers World Series victory Wednesday. Illegal fireworks, vandalism, graffiti, and car spinouts were the celebrations of choice. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, because it's hard. You know that. Excuse me. And it requires all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. This is a participatory type of government. That's why our Constitution, if you open it up, and it's been a while or maybe not at all, first three words, we the people. That really commands us to, as Lou Euler would say, man our oars. We need everybody on the boat moving in the same direction, being in agreement here. And this is critical. And we have a choice now to make this definitive and make it understood with our elected officials and hold them accountable. It's one thing to elect them, but another thing, you know, to make sure that they are following up on the promises that they made and the reason for why you elected them in office to begin with. Well, with us right now is the immigration law attorney who ran for Congress in 2018. So she knows a lot about what these candidates are going through right now. She's experienced it firsthand. She ran in Florida's 27th congressional district. And she's here to explain why a vote for President Trump is the best choice. Myra Jolie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so answer that question that you posed. Why a vote for President Trump is the best choice?
The vote for President Trump is the best choice because we as Americans have to value what it is being in America. We are not a country of people who are expected the government to be providing for them. We are a country of people who want to provide for them, for ourselves. We want the government to be there to show the way to the people, but the government cannot be the one regulating and suppressing the people. President Donald Trump is the only president who has demonstrated that he is there for every American. Every American, it doesn't matter what type of denomination or what the color of the skin. Contrary to all of the media have trying to push out there saying that President Trump is a racist, they are the racists. Those are the ones, those never Trumpers, those liberal naysayers, the ones that are the most radical racists that I have experienced. So a vote for Donald Trump is a vote for America, is a vote for life, is a vote for law and order.
Exactly. Well, and the thing that is not helpful is when you have a free press not being unfree. They're taking advantage and abusing the idea of the freedoms they enjoy and abandoning the responsibility by not reporting fairly and objectively about this president. When you have 95% in round figures of the reporting of Donald Trump being negative, I mean, that's on purpose. That isn't by accident, right?
Absolutely. This is orchestrated by the left and the right. Because there are people on the right who want to get rid of President Trump. the left and the right are orchestrating that, because the only warrior that America be in front of a socialist agenda is Donald Trump. It's the only one that can do it. And that's why we need to have Donald Trump for 4 more years so we can take back our country. It's not a matter of a political party. This is not a political party. The Democratic Party that is now trying to seize power is not the Democratic Party that we have experienced from John F. Kennedy. I was a Democrat my whole adult life. I remain a Democrat and I continue to support President Trump in 2016, and then I changed last year to a Republican. And while I was running for Congress, I remain a non-party affiliate because I needed to clean my palate of that bad taste of being in the Democratic Party that has been sequestrated by the left, and we have to get back to our family values, our law and order, our capitalism, and at the America that everybody loves.
Myra, in your assessment, you bring up something important here, and this comes up from time to time, and that is that the dislike for Donald Trump and the threats that Donald Trump effects on Democrats and, as you say, Republicans alike. What is it that these two entities, the Democrats and these Republicans that are so anti-Trumper, what is it that they have in common?
The deep state. But they are politicians that have been feeding off that big animal, which is Congress, and that's their bread and butter. Mm-hmm. So if Donald Trump is there and he's uncovering all of these bad deals, all of this corruption and erosion that is in Congress, they know that everybody will gonna have to face the music at some point if we the people discover everything that is being done. Donald Trump is the only one that is there being transparent. Yeah, brass about it. You can say that he doesn't talk nicely, but he says that like we want to hear it. And that's why people have been jumping out of the lines of the Democratic Party and jumping to support Donald Trump. They are the enthusiasm. If nobody can cover that up, nobody, just look at what the media has done. Every coverage of Donald Trump is negative, even if it's positive. Yes. They try to move it to the negative one. Who's talking about the peace deal that Donald Trump has championed? Nobody. Yeah. They say it's a distraction. It's a distraction that we have peace in the world for the first time. How can that be a distraction? So if somebody is really, really paying attention, why would Bloomberg spend all of those millions just to try to get rid of Donald Trump? Because Bloomberg has one specific agenda, a vendetta within himself against somebody who defeated him in different fronts. Just think about it. Barack Obama is out there championing, trying to push the last shot for Joe Biden. But Obama is not realizing Donald Trump is beating him twice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Beating once, and he's beating him twice. Well,
the other thing that's interesting to note here, and of course the media is not reporting on this, is time and again, Barack Obama, except for when he ran and supported himself, outside of that, he had a hard time. He was consistent in not being successful in bringing other people with him. And, when he would endorse somebody, they wouldn't necessarily get elected. He lost more than he won, including overseas, whether it was, meddling with what was going on in England or meddling with what was going on in Israel. I mean, Barack Obama's track record outside of the time when he ran for himself, not very good, is it?
No good at all. He thinks he has this pizzazz of having all the blacks rattle and then just following him like if we were following somebody getting the rats out of the country. But
right.
That's not the case. We are here. We're thinking on our own. And if we are paying attention, we'll see how Joe Biden can get away with what's happening with his son.
Exactly.
I got banned from Facebook now in this critical time for 30 days just because
I am
exposing Joe Biden. They gave me 30 days in jail, and I cannot even access.
Go to break.
We got more mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS. Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, there's a reason they said that. I mean, you know, considering, and you know what?
that question is before us even in the 21st century. Are we going to surrender our freedoms? Are we going to let go of a free America and embrace what, the contemporary thought and movement towards socialism is all about? Well, I'll tell you, you need to listen closely to Myra Jolie. She ran for Congress in 2018. She's an attorney and became known, you may recall, as the nodding woman during President Trump's town hall appearance on NBC. And Myra, you know, for the sake of our audience, obviously, you know, they hear your accent, but I want them to understand where you came from, because you know what we're hearing, even from the First Lady, and people who were immigrants who have come to this country and escaped, despotic governments or, you know, communist run governments and that sort of thing, and they see what's happening in America, and it's, oh my God, I thought this was America. What is going on that America doesn't even know? These young kids have no idea what they're playing with and thinking. That socialism, which eventually gets you to communism, what that will lead to. But for you and your background coming from the Dominican Republic, explain to our audience, you know, how you came here and how you were able to thrive.
Well, we came here back in 1990 after I finished my schooling, and I was also in the competition, Miss Dominican Republic. My father petitioned for us, and then two of my sisters came before me in December 1989, and I came in February of 1990. After we got here, even though I came from the Dominican Republic with a law degree already, but I know that I have to start from the beginning. Because I come from a country and I have to adapt to that other country that we learn to love. And that, at that time, I started just going to, going to school, being a good girl. No, it was not difficult for us to be good. Right. That's all we knew. And we have a family basis in which we grew from there at this time. I grew up my business. I got my certification degree as a lawyer in the United States, and I started working, and then little by little you advance. If that's the path that exactly. You create into yourself. My husband is a very prominent attorney as well, an American ex-Marine. We have a beautiful.
We don't say ex-Marine, Myra. We say former. I'm a former Marine. Always a former Marine. You know, former, right?
Yeah,
so okay.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yeah. Because when you say ex-Marine, oh my gosh, it hurts me. You know, but that's. Tell your husband, give your husband a hug for me. Tell him Semper Fi, okay? Our birthday's coming up next month.
Semper Fi.
Okay.
And one of my nephews is always is also a Marine right now.
Yes.
And that's what we live by example. Mm-hmm. We live by example. We live a life that accommodates and is in line with the values of family values, religious direction of the United States of America, because that's what we came here for. We didn't come here to change this country and then turn it into what we left behind. So when I see these people who are like dancing with the idea that they think they're going to change what we have, and what we have is based on a family unit. That's the basic of any society. But we see institutions that in parties and politicians who want to destroy that family unit. So want to tell the women that they can't have children, as many children as they like, and they don't have to have a husband. That the children, that they don't need to have a father. Children need to have a mother and a father, because if those children are not raised at home like a stand-up citizens, then the police is going to raise them at home. But the police is not going to be the ones that are going to be responsible for that, because that's the children that we threw on the street that as if they were wild animals. Then we cannot take the responsibility from ourselves, the parents, and then put it in society, because that's very easy just to put it in society. This administration, Trump administration, have teach all of us in the world that we are the United States of America, that we are that power, that we don't apologize. We don't back down. We are going to be there for our people, the people of the United States of America. We have to bring ourselves first. Yes. We are fighting everybody's war. We are defending everybody's territory. What about us? And those the Biden people who said that they're going to give you, that they're going to raise taxes only on the rich, those who earn over $400,000, what they don't read between the lines. You don't have to read between the lines. They're staying on your face. They are going to raise your taxes. You're never going to get out of poverty. They are the ones who are there trying to bring this country down. Their interests are not our interests. Their interests are the corruption, the corrupt media, the people in China that they're doing business with, the people in Ukraine, and the people that they have their dealing. They're selling the United States as if it was a piece of cake, everybody taking their part. And if that happened when Biden was a vice president, it's going to happen again. And let me tell you, those people who think that because Joe Biden was a vice president, has been a politician for 47 years. He deserved to be the president of the United States. What has he done for 47 years? Mm-hmm. Donald Trump said it very well in 2016 to the black community, to the Hispanic community, to the women. What do you have to lose? Mm-hmm. But right now, we do know what we have to lose. We do know because Donald Trump showed us what it is to have the country of that we dreamt of before, to have America in the first place all the time, those since 2016 through today. So right now, we do know what is there to lose if we don't elect Donald Trump for 4 more years to bring this country back solid, where it's supposed to be, and to destroy all of this who think that they can be dancing with the idea of destroying our livelihood, our values, our founding fathers. We're wise enough to know that the human being is the most corrupt person that can exist. That's why they try to protect us from us.
Yes.
With our Constitution, protecting us from us. And now it's our turn to protect the Constitution. And Donald Trump is the only one that can do it.
Exactly. Well, Myra, well said. 100%. I agree with you, and I appreciate your passion on it. It's a clear choice before America today. And you speak of the Biden family corruption. That story was released by Peter Schweitzer some 3 years ago. It's been out there, but it's taken a long time for them to check this out. The fact that the FBI had been sitting on Hunter Biden's computer since December of last year,
correct,
while the president was being impeached, is disgusting.
Correct.
And
That's why I said they are people from the right or from the left, and from the left, they're adding this together. Why, at 5 days, 4 days from the election, this scandal broke away, that we, the regular people, know about it, but nobody can touch it. I touched it just on the surface. And I was punished for 30 days by Facebook because God forbid talking about that excellent family of the Bidens. It's shameful that we are coming to this point on which we are. That's why there was no scandals during Obama, because they have the media covering
exactly
them. The scandals have just become a scandal when the media
when it's reported
out there.
That's right.
When it's reported, exactly.
Right.
No scandal. Of course, there was no scandal. I will take it from a Trump family member anytime and before anybody, because if we are going to be talking about Joe Biden, is Joe Biden have to be elected because he ain't Donald Trump? That's what it is?
Yeah.
Because he ain't Donald Trump, what about substance? What am I going to be? What are we going to, what's going to happen with the country? Because, mind you, I don't think Joe Biden have the stamina, nor even to make it to July of 2021. And you think he's going to be the one staying when you see all those commercials out there bombarding people with commercials?
Well, who's going to answer that 3 o'clock in the morning phone call? Joe Biden's going to be still very much asleep. She's an attorney, Myra Jolie, with Why a Vote for President Trump is the Best Choice. Thank you, Myra.
Are you pro-life but also care about immigration and the economy? Are you concerned about media bias and campaign rhetoric? iVoter Guide has put hundreds of hours of research into our voter guide so you can see what the candidates have done, not just what they say they'll do. Go to iVoterGuide.com today and vote your values now and on November 3rd. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans have a choice Tuesday. They can vote for President Trump or Joe Biden. The contrast between the two candidates really stands out. The Midwest will see the most campaigning Friday from both candidates. Officials arrest a second suspect in the Nice, France church attack Thursday. The AP is reporting a judicial officer, not authorized to be named publicly, said Friday the second suspect is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the attacker the night before the incident. Here's more to the full moon Halloween. USA Radio News, Val Dior has more.
The blue moon on October 31st will be the first full moon on Halloween in 76 years. According to info from NASA Earth and the Old Farmer's Almanac, the last time a full moon fell on Halloween was 1944. This full moon follows the harvest moon on October 1st. A blue moon is when two full moons fall in the same month. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
The America, Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's holiday season, yes, and it's time to see if we can make or break time for many businesses and workers as we deal with the challenges of this pandemic. Joining us today with insight on what the holiday shopping season is going to look like is Jeannie Walden, CMO and Chief Innovation and Marketing Officer for DailyPay, the gold standard full service on demand pay provider that offers comprehensive pay experience solutions to world-class companies and their millions of employees. Jeannie is an expert at helping companies and employees adapt to new working environments. She was recently named Transformational Chief Marketing Officer of the Year by the CMO Club and one of the 10 prominent women role models in fintech from around the world. She has written several books and has launched 5 companies during her award-winning career. Jeannie, you're just not busy enough. What happened? You're slacking here. I mean, only 5 companies? That's all you did?
I know. I got a little bored during COVID, you know? I had it in COVID.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on a career well-lived. And, boy, I'll tell you, you're like in the middle of it. And the information you have to share with us right now
it's just, you know, perfectly timed. And as you said, in light of all the pressures and headwinds that we're dealing with this holiday season because of COVID, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it is a challenging time, but Americans are, you know, a very resilient group. And we're seeing, based on research that we're doing at Daily Pay, that nearly half of Americans, 40% of them are confident that the economy is going to move in a positive direction by the end of this year. And it's giving them a lot of reassurance for the holiday.
Well, we're all dealing with a lot of headwinds, and unfortunately, it happens to be an election year, and we've got some politics adding some color to things and challenges and that sort of thing. But as you said, Americans, by their very nature, are resilient, and as been suggested, I think we're starting to learn that we just have to kind of live with this, like the flu or like AIDS or like any other attack when it comes to viruses. Maybe even the everyday cold that we deal with. Somehow we just manage and find a way to live with these things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your choices are to manage through it or just give up and sit in the corner. So, you know, you've got to manage through it. And it is a tough holiday season. You know, we're seeing that about 70% of working Americans are struggling to make ends meet this year. I mean, that number is significantly higher than what we've seen in the past, yet they're positive about the holiday season because they have a chance to celebrate. They've got a chance to be around their family. It's just, we need to do holidays different this year. We need to start shopping now,
yes,
before Halloween, which is crazy because in most people's minds, nobody is allowed to say, you know, anything about the holidays before Halloween comes. And it's been taboo, but not anymore. Black Friday sales started last weekend.
Exactly. Well, and that's what I was just going to say is that retailers and others have already opened up the door, and you're hearing Christmas music, coming out online. Of course, for me, if you're around me, you hear Christmas music every month of the year. I love Christmas music. To me, it's hard to be sad and not be joyful when you hear Christmas music.
Well, that is true. That is true. And when you play Haul Out the Holly, I mean, that's always a good one to play on a good rainy, cold day, for sure.
Well, let's talk about the specific challenges that you see, Jeannie, that we're dealing with this holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for the retailer, there are some challenges, but that also gives a little bit of opportunity for the shopper or, you know, for the average consumer. Retailers, by far, large and small, are challenged with driving enough business and keeping their businesses stable. They're making some tough decisions. I think one of the realities that is driving changes in decisions is supply chain issues. We started to see it early on in COVID, where when you ordered packages from retailers, instead of coming all at once, they'd come in multiple shipments. Even Amazon, that would tell you something would be there tomorrow, might get it there the next day, unrelated to their delivery network, which is phenomenal, just related to the ability to get the product, from a supply chain standpoint. So as a result, a lot of retailers have had to start pushing holiday shopping now so that they can make sure that their shoppers get the gifts and presents and purchases that they need to put in time to, you know, put them in the home for the holiday season, which is a smart move on their point. Also, from a personal safety standpoint, retailers are having new jobs created that they've never really had before. They're having store greeters, similar to what you'd see in Walmart, but this time to make sure that in-store traffic doesn't exceed limits for personal safety reasons. And then there's also a lot of people doing, safety checks and sanitation related, you know, cleaning within the store while you're shopping. That requires a different staff. So there's opportunities for the 70% of Americans that are struggling to make ends meet. You know, 47% of them are saying that they're taking extra steps to make ends meet and have a great holiday. They're committed to that, which includes picking up, you know, a second job. So that's great. Retailers need the help. Consumers need the work, so here's a nice match for the holiday season. I think it's going to get tricky, though, with this new wave of COVID catching up, because Another reality retailers face in store is if one employee gets COVID, it's just not them that's quarantined. It's typically them and the few employees that had contact with them most immediately before they tested positive. Not saying that happened at the store, but, you know, however they call in and get the results. So you are looking at quarantining handfuls of staff at a time, which leaves you short staff. So it's going to be a challenge for retailers to manage through. But, you know, consumers are still looking to create a positive season for their family and a set of memories. So I think we'll manage through it somehow.
Exactly. Well, we always seem to, Jeannie. I'm telling you. Any other predictions on this upcoming holiday shopping season that you're anticipating?
Well, I do think that, you know, early shopping is best prepared. I unfortunately think those people who like to wait until Christmas Eve to go into the mall are going to be a little disappointed this year because it is changing. Thanksgiving and Black Friday that we knew of in the past is gone. Black Friday sales started this past weekend. So those bargain shoppers that could game the system and know exactly what was going to happen on Giving Tuesday or Cyber Monday might be in for a little bit of a shakeup as far as when the hottest deals are coming in and when the prices are going to be lowest. But, you know, we're expecting a holiday season with less focus on travel expenses, less families going, you know, out of town either to a sunny beach or on a ski vacation, more people staying inside. So that bodes very well for the Tractor Supplies of the world, you know, the Targets and Dollar Trees and even the Kroger stores where people are going to be flocking to their local store to create the best celebration they can with their small, close family and staying safe and happy.
Well, Jeannie Walden, formerly known as Jeannie Mullen, an award-winning entrepreneurial chief marketing officer who uses innovation to transform the way companies work to accelerate growth and brand impact. Jeannie, as we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
Sure, absolutely. You can go to dailypay.com to get more information on the studies and statistics that we pulled together around holiday trends and other trends in the workplace. Or you can go to jeanniewalden.com if you just want to read more crazy things that I say.
Well, you you got it. You said some great things and things I took some notes on, Jeannie. Let me tell you, I appreciate it. Thank you for being with us. Have a great day.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Robert Port with us. Robert has written, directed, produced. Boy, you did everything in this movie, Recon, which is a true story. And, boy, I'll tell you, it is compelling. What a project, Robert. How did you get your hands on this project?
Well, it's a great story. I'll try and make it brief. First of all, good to be on the show. Thanks for having me. About 10 years ago, back before we had iPads and whatnot, I sound like an old man now. I used to read something called the New York Times paper, which delivered, and the book review would come out someday. And like everyone in Hollywood, you would scour the book review to see what books were coming out, because obviously a lot of great movies are based on books. And it was a little blurb, a book called Peace by a wonderful, wonderful author named Richard Bausch. He's won all kinds of awards. An amazing individual. And the four or five lines just describe the book, World War II, Tale of Morality, Four Soldiers, One Day. And I went, oh, this is my kind of story, because I grew up going, my favorite movies were always those classic World War II films.
Exactly. Yeah, the line on it is, four American soldiers set out on the grueling ascent of an Italian mountainside in the closing days of World War II. I mean, amazing what these soldiers have gone through. I mean, your closing days, and when, you know, most Americans, I guess by the grace of God, 99% plus, have never been and will never be in a combat zone.
Correct.
And endure what the world's greatest generation had to endure. And, the story is a powerful story, and you sense with each step that they make up that ascent of that Italian mountainside, I mean, you're in their boots.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, my grandfather, like many folks of my generation, had fought in World War II. His story was amazing, but you can't even say it was unique, to your point, to what these incredible individuals had done. He was run out of Vienna when Hitler and the Nazis came in. When he was 16, he escaped and ended up coming back, fighting under Patton, and won a Bronze Star, and actually liberated concentration camp saved about 500 women's lives. And so, like many folks of that generation, he would never tell you about the killing or any of the stuff that as a little kid we'd always bug him. Hey, how, you know, what'd you do? What kind of things did you carry? We'd never talk about that. But what he would talk about was the morality and sort of trying to instill that code in us. And that's what I tried to bring to this film. Again, Richard's father, Richard Bausch, the author's father, I'm not going to ruin it for you. The event really happened to him. Richard had served in the Air Force, and his dad was an infantryman in World War II in Italy in the closing days. And so that's the inspiration for the story. I don't want to ruin any more. But what I will tell you is that I have a lot of close friends who are in the military. And I think that any of them, to your point, in the Greatest Generation, whether it's a Korean War, Vietnam, or currently the stuff that's gone on, all of these folks, men and women, try and walk that fine moral boundary.
Exactly.
Really, really hard. And to your point, thank God, you know, they're doing it so none of us have to.
Well, Robert, I got to tell you, my dad served with Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. He's a medic.
Wow.
And the same experience, my dad was very, he was a humble man. And I think the only one of the nine kids that he spoke at any length about his experiences was my number two brother. Three of his sons, me included, served in the military. My oldest brother was career Air Force, second oldest brother, field radio operator in the Army, and I'm in the Marine Corps. And because of my broadcasting career, I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton during Vietnam. But regardless, it was just... It was interesting that my dad never talked about it, but with my second oldest brother, because he had served in combat, he as a field radio operator, as you can imagine. So he was in the heat of it, and my dad, you know, felt comfortable enough. And, you know, with the rest of us, we were an athletic family, so we'd talk baseball, we would talk boxing or anything else, but never did we get the stories. And it wasn't until after he passed that we were able to understand a little bit more about what he must have endured as a medic during that, especially during that campaign at the Battle of the Bulge.
It's just, I mean, I think that that's part of the fascination why I'm 53, why folks of my generation feel the need to tell those stories. First of all, thank you for your service and your family's service. That's, you know, that's quite amazing. I think in the case of folks like your father and my grandfather, you know, not a couple years before he passed away, maybe a few years, he agreed to let me sit down and interview him. And he told me the story once about the Bronze Star very, very quickly. And all he would allude to was that it was the night, it was the weeks leading up to the Battle of the Bulge. And it was night, it was dark. I remember him telling me, and the German soldiers were indiscriminately shooting at civilians who were caught between the American soldiers and themselves, picking them off, knowing, hoping it would draw the American soldiers, you know, out to them. And it did. You know, my grandfather said, enough, you know, enough. If I'm going to die on this hill, here's where I'm going to die. And I think that it says something about Americans that the German soldiers knew part of the strategy was, well, if you kill innocents, those damn Americans, I'm being facetious, they're dumb enough that they'll go risk their lives to save innocent people. And I kind of always love that that's the reputation that we had back then, was that, you know, we'll stick our neck out to save complete strangers because it's the right thing to do.
Exactly. Well, Recon, you know, as you said, is from the book. And why did you choose Recon as a title?
Well, you know, I could give you the fancy artsy answer. I could let you on a little sneak peek behind the curtains of Hollywood.
Now take us back behind the curtain.
Yeah, the curtain is that we need these titles to be provocative.
Yes.
You know, so Peace, which is the name of the novel, just is not a great movie title. Let's be honest. I don't want to make this movie political. I've seen a lot of close friends. I mentioned, you know, some SEAL Team 6 guys and folks who have seen the film. You know, I sort of vetted it with them first, and they thought it was a phenomenally accurate portrayal of war. But I just don't want anyone going in with any hint of, oh, this is political. I want folks to go in and just judge for themselves. So Recon tells you what the movie's about, right? Reconnaissance, of course. I don't need to tell you what that means. And I like this sort of a double meaning to it, because we're all kind of, you know, we're always out on recon. We're all trying to figure this world out. So that's why we changed the title.
Well, and the thing is about it, Robert, is it's what we have in common as Americans, as you stated earlier. And the way we're wired, it is extraordinary. I mean, here we are. This country is an amalgamation, a melting pot, so to speak, of all these different cultures. But there's just something about the red, white, and blue when we come together. I mean, all these different things, and you know, that may separate us. What brings us together is that we are Americans.
100%. I mean, I certainly did not serve in the military, nor would pretend to. I did do 10 years in the sheriff's department out here in L.A. as a reserve deputy. I was sworn my brother as a medical director of the Air 5 unit. And so that's the closest I got to that camaraderie. And it's some of the best 10 years of my life. And
exactly.
I have to tell you that, I tell folks this, I sort of live on the west side of L.A., which is, which tends to be a more just stating a fact, the more liberal part of the county. Mm-hmm. And, I often tell folks when they ask me about my experience, because I have this unique experience, that, hey, I served along deputies who were, black, white, red, purple, the Jewish, Christian, you name it, Muslim, and mm-hmm. never once did anyone ever, when one of those radio calls come in, say, hey, what's the, race, religion, or creed
exactly.
on the other end of the phone? They just go, and they go together, and if you've never seen it, which I know you have, mm-hmm. I've taken some of my Hollywood friends on ride-alongs, and they are just blown away by the
right.
camaraderie, and they come away with a whole different experience, and it's one of the things I do love to do about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot to be said about service. And the ideal of service, the morality of service, the unity of the brotherhood, and you can say brotherhood and sisterhood because there's
yep.
male and female officers out there.
Of course.
And they are consistent in watching out for one another and in being in that experience, whether it's war and even though, like you say, it's you're on the streets of L.A. and some areas of L.A., areas of our country that, some would perceive today as no-go zones,
right.
and it's unfortunate, the sentiment that the way it's being perpetrated about the men, the women in blue who are there to protect and serve. It's a tough situation, and
it's very tough. And I have to tell you, I was out on for example, Compton, which at the time that I was out there, Captain Paul Peter Antoni, who's now retired, who was a legend in the sheriff's department, he was the gang czar. This was when Compton was the murder capital of the city, and
right.
we would go out at night. And I mean, take AK-47s off the street. These are machine guns that we use,
by
the Chinese and Russians in war. Take them off the streets, and I have to tell you, 99% of the people in that city, when you would speak to them, these were good, hardworking, God-fearing people who just wanted a good neighborhood. And I do think that both sides of it, to your point, Bill, I think is underreported, because these cities are filled with really good people who are hardworking like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have these brave men and women who are out there keeping the streets safe. And I think that, unfortunately, there a lot of the truth just doesn't come out,
Exactly.
It's not this animosity that gets promoted.
Right.
No,
I appreciate that, Robert. And the movie Recon that is going to be coming soon. Now, it's going to be released. It's a one-night-only event, right?
Correct. Yeah, so it's interesting the way, obviously, this is the least of the problems we have with COVID, but the cinemas not being open and whatnot make it very complicated. But what Brainstorm Media is the distributor, what they've done is they've teamed up with Fathom, which is this incredible group, and they do this all
yes.
the time. They do a one-night special event. So that'll be November 10th. You can go now, Adam Tickets. You can buy the tickets on Adam, and you can buy them in advance. We're in over 350, close to 400 theaters across America, which
wow.
a lot of these movie theaters have done an amazing job of opening up, reopening, and safe social distancing.
Exactly.
I know for me, I'll be down in Orange. It's a great theater there. I'm going to go see it with Richard. He lives down there.
Oh, okay.
And you can order your tickets. And then the next day, it'll be on what we call VOD, video on demand, the mm-hmm. iTunes and Vudu's and Amazon Prime and all those platforms.
Well, Robert, as we wrap things up, we've got about 40 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize the close here and what people can look forward to see in Recon, this movie that's coming out on November the 10th, the Fathom event.
Yeah, no, listen, I hope that you go and you see a classic World War II movie. I tried to make it as an homage to the folks like my grandfather who fought and to the incredible World War II movies I grew up, mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure your grandfather would be proud of you, Robert. He is the writer, director, producer of Recon, Robert Port, right here. Robert, thank you. All the best to you.
Stay well.
You take care.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Frustrated?